Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, I'm my fingers are crossed. Spring may actually be upon us?
Yeah, it's certainly been reluctant, but yeah, we do have glimmers of it. And this is a great time of year for some really nice white wines, and it just seems perfect. I went shopping the other day and found several, from California, all of them $20 or under.
Well, that's awfully nice.
And it's just a lot of fun to think about these, and maybe it will hurry along the sunshine. The first is an old favorite. It's Conundrum.
Sure, I've had that many times.
Many times. I think it used to be from Camus.
I believe so. I think that's part of that group.
Created
anyway.
It. Yeah. And it's the original premium white blend out of California. Trying to figure out what the grapes are is sort of a parlor game because they never tell you. On this year's version, this is the 2012. It cost $20. And I thought it was probably Viognier, a lot of Viognier with some Pinot Grigio. Some Semillon and a touch of Chardonnay and maybe a little touch of Muscat.
How was it?
Oh, it was really nice.
I've liked that for years.
It really is. It's rich. It's round. It's got good density to it. Very clean, dry flavors and aromatics. Just a lot to be said for Conundrum, mm-hmm. A real crowd pleaser.
It's a puzzle.
It is. Now, Pinot Gris can be a kind of a hit or miss in California. This is the Joel Gott Pinot Gris from the Willamette Valley up in Oregon, 2012, $14.
That's a deal.
Joel Gott makes some really nice wines that are not very expensive at all. Something good happens when you can create a wine that's about halfway between the Alsatian style and the sort of insipid Pinot Grigio style.
Right.
So a little bit leaner than Alsace, but with a lot of flavor and structure. And that's exactly what you have with this Joel Gott Pinot Gris. $14. That's really nice. It's medium-bodied. It's full of flavor. Very well-structured. Very versatile wine. And here's what I was getting at, Hugh. I was getting the aroma of sweet peas, you know, that little flower. Mm-hmm. And I was getting green pears and then some lemon-lime on the palate and what I would call kind of an underripe pear flavor. So it's sort of a little bit tart, but very, very nice.
Sounds great.
Chenin Blanc, of course, made in Vouvray, it's just an incredible thing. It can be all over the place. So you have very dry ones, you have off dry, have really sweet ones, you even have sparkling Chenin Blanc. Daniel Gares in Santa Barbara makes a Chenin Blanc for $15. This is the 2011. And this one was lovely, and you would probably like it because it reminded me very much of Albarino.
Okay.
So, you know,
that would fall right in my wheelhouse.
Lean and dry and, you know, some nice, nice flavors. Really, really.
I like Chenin Blanc.
I do, too. And it's used a lot in blending in California, and it's very, very useful. Finally, Sauvignon Blanc is probably a spring wine, you know, par excellence. Markham, which has been around for a long time, has a lovely one for $14 there, 2012. It's just really, really good. It's more on the melon side of flavors. It's not the grassy side. It's got some plumpness to it. Bone dry, but it does have that kind of nice melon fruitiness to it. And it's a lovely wine. And in spring, you just can't go wrong with Sauvignon Blanc. We're going to put all of these wines on the WIPR website. Look under programs, go to the Cellar Notes page, and we'll have them. And Hugh, we're going to be appearing at a very nice event that WIPR is behind.
Yeah, it's going to be a big fundraiser for the Johns Hopkins Hospital. And there's a pretty terrific silent auction if you're interested in looking at some of those wines you can bid on.
And it's online. There's an online auction as well. If you Google Great Taste 2014 Johns Hopkins Hospital, you'll find all the information about that. And it's going to be a really, really good event. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. And you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.